the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall.
Welcome to the show. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host here, Nat's Landing. And now joining us is our head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick. Coach, welcome again to this weekly event, and it's certainly time perfect to have it on Wednesday. We get to recover from the weekend, and we're in the middle of the week. You got a few practices under your belt, and we're getting ready for our first home game.
Yes, finally.
And I thought it was a joke that we were going to have one, really, the way things are going on. But before we talk about last Friday's game, just a side note. Three of our seniors from last year were suited up for Auburn this past weekend. And Ashley and I were out there for Paris weekend with Michael. And it was just unbelievable to see our three guys come out of the tunnel with they got great numbers too, 16, 26, and 46. And of course, Harry was there in the big jumbotron with all he does is smile. But it was just fascinating to see it. And I know that must make you feel real good to have been part of their development.
You know, it's always exciting. I caught myself the other night. I can't remember, there was one game, it was Florida, Kentucky was a really good game, and I always caught myself watching Auburn, Kent State the whole time because we were just looking to see who all got on the field or if we could see them on the sideline. But, you know, that's exciting for our kids, and it just goes to show with some hard work and putting in your time that, you know, sky's the limit, and you've got an opportunity to go play on the big stage, and expect them to be playing some this week. You know, I think Jalen's in the rotation again at safety, so he's going to be in front of 104 or 107,000 there at Texas A&M this week. So it's going to be a big crowd for him, and it should be fun. You know, for those guys, I think they're enjoying it. And so far, we've got some success. Isaiah is actually returning punts at Kentucky State now. So
that's great.
You know, Cole's actually traveling with Birmingham Southern. He's in a rotation at offensive line. So we got five guys that are in rotation playing college football right now. And, of course, Tony Hayward, we keep forgetting about him, but he's still at Rhodes as a starting inside linebacker. So we got some guys that are out there playing. And, you know, on top of that, they're getting their education paid for, a lot of it.
Is Tony a junior this year?
I think Tony is a junior this year, yeah. So he's a junior at Rhodes, and he's doing a really good job for them.
He always was a great football player. I loved watching Tony. A special shout-out to Coach Matt. When Ashley and I were there on Saturday, we looked down, and who's on the field but Coach Matt? And I said, wait a minute. He was just up in it was Bethlehem, right?
Yes.
And that was 4 or 5 hours before this.
Yeah. He made the bus ride home and then got up in about 2 hours, and then they drove over to Auburn to go be down there. So he's a lot tougher than I am. After you get over 40, you gotta have at least 5 hours of sleep, or you just go and you just can't move. So, but he got up and went over there, and they enjoyed it, had a big time.
Well, I'll tell you, he had his kids in hand, and his wife was with him. It was fascinating to see him. Anyway, let's talk about football at the Frederica level. Frederica is in about a third of the way through the season now, if I did my math right, Coach. You came home with a road victory. 5.5 hour ride, 27-minute game.
Yes.
And then back on the bus.
Yeah. We spent 11 hours on the bus and about 45 minutes on the playing field. So for us, and we scored 21 points and was at the 14-yard line or 15-yard line, about to score again to make it 28-0, and probably would have scored one more time before the half. I thought our guys had acclimated. You know, we started out really fast. We scored on the first two plays of the game. We're on the second play of the game. We drove down the field, 60, I think he had the paper, 63, 64 yards. And we were in the end zone, and I thought we came out real fast, and we hit a little bit of a lull, and then boom, we took back off. It might have been that quick meal we had that we were trying to eat and sprint and get out on the field because we were a little bit delayed there. And, yeah, but you know, I thought the kids did a good job. After going back and watching the film, a couple busted assignments, but for the most part, I think we ran 18 offensive plays, and we had 179 total yards, so we averaged about 10 yards a play on offense and defense. Defense went on the field for 19 plays and gave up 11 yards, so defense didn't do too bad when you go out there and play 19 plays and give up 11 yards, so pretty good job. Our defense keeps playing really, really well.
Well, I got a real kick out of the Brunswick News headline that said, "Knights bring the thunder to BCA." And no pun intended about the lightning, of course.
Well, there was a lot of thunder and lightning, I will tell you that right now. We saw it a little bit right before the game. I was like, well, I'm not going to say anything. They don't say anything. And then we got going, and it just kept getting closer and closer and closer. By the time they got us off the field, their timing was just about right, because as we were going in, it started cracking and popping everywhere. So it worked out really well. Actually, the referees did a good job with that one.
Tell us a little bit about how the decision is made when you have weather issues that you experienced Friday to actually call the game.
Well, first off, I got six people with these weather apps, you know, at this lightning strike. I can't even get the weather channel working on my phone half the time. So I just rely on everybody else's. Adam has one, and Coach Mathis has one, and they're all like, okay, here's this. And so they're telling the radar, and then, of course, we got to make a decision. When they look on the radar, they're like, this storm's going to be here for about 2 hours. And so at that point, Coach Felder up there at BCA, and he was really good about it. Like, Coach, we're not coming back. He goes, you're about to score again, and this thing's going to get blown. He said, and field will get really sloppy. It's going to be horrible. And he said, you don't want to be here. We don't want to start this game back up at 11 o'clock, and you guys get home at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, yeah. So he said, you just take the win, and let's get out of here. So yeah, it was just one of those things. We made that decision pretty quick, and we tried to get loaded up pretty fast and get out of there so we could get home. And I do have to give D-Ray, you know, D-Ray's got to get a shout-out, man. He drove through some horrible weather on the way home in that big old bus on them back roads on 441, and he did a really good job of keeping it in the road. Now, I was nervous. I stayed awake the whole time, and I couldn't even see the road, and D-Ray, he just as calm and cool as possible. So I didn't say a word. I was just like, whew, he's doing really good. I was nervous as all get out riding that thing. But he got us home safe.
What time did you get home?
The kids, we got back to school about 3 a.m, and then I got all the fam loaded up. I walked in the house about 4 a.m. So, and we started right back up about 7:30 after that. So it was good times.
Well, thanks, Coach. We're going to take a real quick mark here, and that's the announcement is that this is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with our head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, we've traveled for actually the first three games this year, except for the scrimmage we had here at home, which really didn't count for much. How do you keep the boys focused and ready to play on these long trips that you've been experiencing?
We try to break it up. As we went up, you know, we ate literally lunch on the bus, and then we got to Dublin and got out and did a walkthrough for about an hour just to get out and walk around, get the juice flowing a little bit, and then I try to go between 2.5-3 hours and get out, and then go the other 2.5-3 hours and get there. So that's one of the things that you kind of do to break it up. But, you know, we've traveled so much, so often in the past 4 or 5 years to play teams that our kids are pretty used to the travel. You know, our region is so spread out, and then this crossover play that we have, you have to go all over the place. Like, we played Augusta Prep last year at Augusta, and that was 4.5 hours, and this year we've still got three games that are, one of them is at least 4 hours up to John Millage, and the other two are 3.5. We're going to be going to Dublin and then going to Westfield. So travel is just part of what we do, and the kids do a really good job with it. You know, I think for us is how we go about getting prepared during the week, that we feel comfortable with what we go out there and do on Friday night, and the kids have done a really good job with that.
Well, I know we were joking a little bit about last week, that this week we're going to get a bus just to ride up to Jessup and back and a little rub so they don't yeah. feel like they're...
So we just get a little bus ride and we don't feel like we're not doing something normal because we've been on the road so much. But I think we're excited. I think everybody's excited to be playing at home. I know I am. I'm tired of traveling for a little bit. And then we get our next game, too, is going to be right there at home. And it's going to be a really good game, too. It's going to be the start of the region. So we got a lot of work to do, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we have Friday, then we got a week off.
Yes.
And then we have another home game.
Yes.
Okay.
So we play this Friday, then we got the bye, and then, of course, Pinewood comes knocking at home after that first region game. So that's our, you know, we got a lot of things circled, but that's the first region game, and that's what we're going to really keep our eye on right now.
And Pinewood played Augusta last week, correct?
They did. They beat them 38-0. So Pinewood, you know, they're a good team. They beat Bullock in Kickoff Classic, and they beat Augusta Prep, and they played somebody else and beat them. I can't think who it is off the top of my head. So I think they're 3-0 right now.
Okay.
Was it Evan Burke? Yeah, Evan Burke. I think they beat them too. So, you know, we'll be all right.
We're getting ready.
Yeah, you're gearing up. And, you know, again, if last year was a blueprint, we should be in real good shape. You always stress that the critical part of our game, and I think most of us that are a little bit of a sports fan, realize that you got to take care of the ball. In that short game Friday, did we have any turnovers?
We had zero turnovers. Well, take it back, we had one. A punt return got stripped out of our hands, so we had one turnover. But other than that, it was a special team turnover. You know, I thought offensively, no turnovers. But, you know, it's one of those things, if we don't turn the ball over, we have a good chance to win the football game.
Yeah, just any game.
Any game, right. Yeah.
I agree with you. You know, from what I read in the paper on Saturday, some of the guys played real well against Bethlehem. You know, just to mention a few, Josh Meadows, Deke, Denver Anthony, Avery. I heard Jaden Rose Stanley had a real good punt return.
He did. He had one return for 36 yards on the... You know, but I thought overall, collectively, we came out pretty quick. Avery had the 48-yard catch for right off the bat on the first play. I think Tyler was 5-for-7 for 98 yards and a touchdown, so he was warming up. He had, you know, and in the running game, we had only 81 yards, but we only handed it off, like, I think 11 times. So, you know, we did a pretty good job running the ball up inside, and Deke and Denver and Avery and them did a good job, and of course Jaden did a good job out there at the corner. He had a couple big tackles at corner and a big punt return also. And I thought our D-line, of course, they do what they do, and our linebacking core with Josh and Josh on the inside was very solid, and they played real well.
How did we come out physically, Coach?
Well, we weren't out there long, so we're healthy. We're getting healthier and healthier, so that was a bonus Friday night.
That was a bonus.
Right. We come out of that one really healthy, and so we've got a few more kids back this week, which is a very good thing. So we'll get a little bit more in there and get some guys get some reps this week, and then we'll get a bunch of kids in, hopefully, get a lot of reps. We've repped a lot of kids this week.
That's great, and hopefully we'll get a full game in Friday. Weather looks like it's supposed to be pretty decent. Then with the week off, you get some more rest, and we might be at full strength by the time we start region playoffs.
That would be great to be at full strength.
What time did you look at the game film?
You know, BCA, when I started watching film, I probably watched about 9 o'clock that morning. Yeah. So I thought when you watch film, most of the time, the assistants have already started text me. I love them to death, but they usually start texting about 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm still trying to roll over and figure out what I'm doing, and they're texting me all these messages, we got to do this, we got to fix this, we got to do that, and so they get up and watch it before I do, but I'd already started watching about 9 o'clock and got a look, but the assistants usually, those guys are always watching the film and texting me stuff all day Saturday, because kind of take a break on Saturday and watch college football and yell and scream at their own TVs, you know. So that you got Georgia fans, and we don't associate with one another on Saturday because we know that we'll make somebody mad. So we keep our distance because we got Georgia fans and Tennessee fans and Auburn fans, and so we just kind of lay low on that day.
Well, that's good. You need some rest. You really do, buddy. You know, this is we're going to take a little bit break here, and there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Sports Network. I'm George Tindall on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and the awesome Nissan dealership. How's practice this week?
Practice has been good, actually. I thought we were really focused on Monday and Tuesday. Today was pretty sharp. I thought the defense looked really good, starting defense out there, and then our guys that rolled in looked really, really good also today. The whole crew had a really good day on defense. Offensively, we worked against two different fronts, a 4-4 and a 3-4, so we've seen it on film, and I thought they did a pretty good job of acclimating to getting to those. When you switch fronts, they've got different rules, so I thought the offensive line's done a pretty good job this week. They've been asking tons of questions. Fundamentally, we're getting a little bit better on offense. I think it's we're going to get there. It's a work in progress. I think that they've done an outstanding job this week. It was really hot, I guess, yesterday, and it was miserable. So first part of practice, we just kind of went in helmets. Or I don't even think I put them in and put the helmets on. We did all our special teams just in regular shorts and t-shirt, and then we went pads after that. But I thought they stayed really focused and did a good job.
Well, good. What are we looking for when we see Augusta? They're having a tough start. I don't think they've scored a point either. Lost all three of their games. What should we look forward to Friday night?
They're going to be in a very weird looking offense, one that you've not seen. Probably. It's like a single wing looking type offense. Kind of like a, I don't know, I want to say it looks a little bit like our Wildcat, but it doesn't look like our Wildcat that much. We have different people in places, but they're going to run the ball predominantly about 90% of the time. Going to be in there foot to foot. So going to be, space is going to be limited on the defensive front, but we're going to play we're not going to change what we do up front on defense. And just going to stay down the line and create havoc for them up front. And then defensively, like I said, they're going to give us a three-man front, a four-man front. I talked to them. They're right now, they're beat up and banged up. I think they started out with 21 kids, and I think they're down to about 16 right now. So they're beat up and banged up. So they have had the injury bug too. A lot like we know what it looks like. So you know, but at the same time, they're coming in, you know, a little bit depleted. So and it's a, I guess 4.5 hour bus ride down here. We kind of faced it with them last year. They had some pretty good players last year, a few good kids. This year, I think he's got a bunch of freshmen on the team. I think he's got 11 freshmen out of those 16 coming in. So he's trying to build something from the ground up. And, you know, I think for us, you know, to go out and execute early is going to be our thing. We need to go out and execute and do our job early on and be very efficient and get everybody off the field by halftime, hopefully, and let all of our guys get in and get great reps by rotating in and out and get our starters predominantly off the field. But they're going to have to stay in and rotate some as well just to get good quality reps, because we didn't get to play the week before with the hurricane, and then we only got to play a quarter and a half. So we've got to get good work in regardless of what goes on.
We talked a little bit about how you rotated some of the kids this week in different looks, and that's preparing them for what we're going to look at Friday.
Yes, but you know, at the same time, the more game experience they can get, the more they're going to be able to go in on Friday nights as we go down the road. I think last year that was a big thing for us, was just the depth, kids being able to go in and play and give us quality reps when a starter gets tired a little bit. And so for us, that's a big key, and we're starting to get to that point now with everybody starting to get healthy. So we're a little bit excited about that. We're seeing some guys that can do it, and we know they can. They're a little bit, they question themselves at times, but I think as coaches, we have a little bit more confidence in them, and we're going to start telling them that and push them and get them ready. Our expectations are still going to be pretty high when they rotate in and out.
Yeah, you never want to get complacent, that's for sure. I mean, even these kids, you know, they're all freshmen, as you said, or the majority of them. They're going to come in, they're going to be angry. They're going to want to score some points. They're going to they'd love to win the game. You know, it's hard to tell kids that you know, they're going to get their heads beat in. And not that we will do that, of course. But you never know.
Right.
You just don't know.
I was told by a wise man a long time ago that I put my career in the hands of teenage boys. So, and I wasn't the smartest man. So, you know, but.
And your dad was right.
Dad was right about that. Yeah. There's days I wonder when I go in, I'm like, God, we looked really good yesterday. And then the next day you go out and you walk back in going, where was that group yesterday? Or, you know, and so you get that. But I think our kids, they do a good job of getting very focused on game day. And they've done that the last 2 or 3 years. So I think we'll be ready.
Good. Do you anticipate a decent game? Never mind. I'll withdraw that question.
I think that our guys, if we go out and do what we do, it could be pretty quick. Our guys, you know, we have the schemes and the capability to go and take control of the game pretty quick if we do what we're supposed to do.
And what an opportunity for our young guys to get a lot of game experience.
Oh, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and that's what we practice for. We've repped everybody a bunch this week, so that's been a big, big point for us.
Now, what will be our biggest challenge, Coach, against them?
Biggest challenge for us Friday night is making sure we keep our technique and play our game. Don't get caught up playing to your level of competition. Just keep our level where it's supposed to be and do our job. And I think that's one of the biggest things in any sports venue is sometimes when they go out and play, sometimes people play down to their competition and they get themselves in trouble. I mean, you can look at the Tennessee Volunteers in week one playing Georgia State. They just didn't play, and Georgia State beat them. So you got to go show up, you got to play, and you got to stay at your level, and you got to have intensity, and you got to go play hard. And then if you get it taken care of, then you can say, all right, we're going to roll people in. But you have to go take care of business first, and then you can roll people in. And that's how we're going to approach it.
Thanks, Coach. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802, Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights!
Well, welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm George Tindall here on location at Matt's Landing. This segment is brought to you by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. All right, Coach, I've got a couple of questions here I'd like to ask you, and as we start to wind the evening down here. We talked about traveling for three games this year, and we're going to travel a few more. But the team looks, as we look ahead and size up opponents, each week, there's been a lot of talk about how much youth Augusta Prep has. We mentioned that just a minute ago. You said they had how many freshmen?
11.
11. That's out of the starting 22?
They don't have 22, so that's their majority of kids, 11 out of about 16 of them right now. So they're very youthful.
Has that coach been there for a while?
I think Coach has been there. I think Coach Bueller's been there for 6 years, so he's been here a while.
As we look at our team, were there any injuries in that quarter and a half?
None to report, and we're getting some guys back that had been injured before, so I think Brett was released, and Dawson Howard has been cleared to play, so we're going to rotate them in sparingly. We're not going to throw them in, and of course Mason got back in last week. He got to get in some. He'll get a few more reps this week on offense. Might even get a little bit on defense. We put him on kickoff last week, too. So we'll rotate him in more and more, but we're going to be very cautious with those guys coming back from some injuries. Dawson had a broke hand, Brett sprained knee, and, of course, Mason's coming back from ACL surgery. So we're going to be very cautious in how many reps and where we put them on the field right now until we get going and reach and play. So I'm going to be very cautious in what we do there.
And Zach Powell's out for the year.
And Zach right now is currently out for the year with that broken hand, had surgery on it. So hopefully, you know, something will happen that, I mean, could miraculously appear in the playoffs if he heals real quick.
Well, good for him. He's a good ball player.
Oh, yeah. We miss him.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we miss him up front. It's a depth thing with Zach being there, right tackle kind of. He was the guy, you know, and being hurt, you know, we've got a lot of guys that having to rotate in and out, keep people kind of fresh during the game. So him being injured was a big setback, but I think our guys have done an outstanding job rotating in. We've got good rotations this week, and I think they're starting to understand what we're doing more and more.
That's great. We It's been an unusual season so far, and we're only a third of the way through. We're dodging hurricanes, it seems like one or two a week, and I hope they keep missing us and we keep dodging them effectively. Yes. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of packing things up and taking them back out and running away and that whole 9 yards. But what are the advantages and or disadvantages of playing the regional schedule at the end of the season? And would you rather play it in a different rotation?
No, I like it just the way it is. And let's, you know, we've kind of figured out the formula, you know, and it gives everybody a chance to go and play some quality opponents. I've been at schools where you play 1 week a non-region, next week region, then non-region, then region, then non-region, and it go, and that gets to be, then you're doing people management every other week, and because you don't want somebody else to get hurt or you want to limit somebody for a non-region game. And so for us, let's go out and learn how to play these first 4 or 5 weeks and get good at what we do, and then let's play the region. And I kind of like the way we've got it set up. You know, you got that crossover play, and we get all of our crossover games kind of out of the way, except for John Miller's, what they throw in there right before Bullock. So that ought to be fun this year. But, you know, with that being said, you know, I kind of like that region all on the back end and us getting ready for it. And I kind of took that open date before the region to kind of let us heal up right before that. You know, I didn't know we would end up having a hurricane and then missing some of that. You know, when you look at the schedule, like, oh, I want to take that open date in the middle of the season so that you can get ready. And then we got one on the tail end, too, because we opened up the season a week early. So you got that open date right before John Millage and Bullock, too, so you can get another week to prepare and heal up for them at the end and make that run going into the playoffs. And I think that kind of helped us in the scheduling part the last couple of years.
Well, there's risk and reward with having a couple of open dates and then having the game canceled. You want to stay in condition, but yet you want contact.
Yeah, and that's my biggest fear. I think somebody asked me that the other day, is how in tune are we, you know, and keeping fresh. And I think for us, you got this. We got this game this week. We go take care of our business, and then open week, I've already got a list of stuff we're going to start working on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday already for open week that I see that we need to get better at and do some things. So I've started that list about 2 days ago, watching other game films to prepare and get my notes together for what we're going to do in the open week and get ready for region play. So, you know, I kind of prepare a little bit ahead. I wouldn't say I'm 6 weeks ahead, but I'm probably about 2 weeks out front right now.
That doesn't surprise me, Coach. Your blueprint from last year, nobody will argue with that. How's our freshman quarterback doing?
He's going to be fine. He'll probably get to sling it around a little bit more this Friday. I thought he did a good job Friday night as we threw it, like I said, 7 times. And he was 5 for 7 right off the bat. And we had 1 drop. So with that, we don't drive it to probably 6 for 7. He might have had another touchdown because we had it blocked pretty well out there. So I think, you know, he's getting better and better. He's going to be ready to go right before the region, just like we said.
Yep, just like the plan is written.
That's right. So we make the blueprint.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, folks. We will be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Talk a little bit about region and we'll call it.
That's fine. Thinking about this food over here made me hungry.
It's a wonder you're not skinny as a rib.
You what?
It's a wonder you're not skinny as a rib.
Yeah. Sheesh. Football season kills me. I do not eat healthy.
It's hard to, isn't it? It's hard to.
They have a football season. If somebody would just bring a box of Snickers and Coca-Cola's, I'd eat them all day long. That'd be 500 pounds. So. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Well, welcome back, folks, to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick. It's brought to us by Bishop Media Sports Network, and again, I'm George Tindall on location here at Nat's Landing. Our segment tonight, at this portion of the show, is brought to you by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and Belinda Thomas Realty. Okay, we're going to play Friday, and then we get a bye week, and then we jump right into the region. Let's look at that crystal ball for the region. What are your impressions at this point?
From what I see, I think right now is a three-way race. Us, Pinewood, and Bullock. I think Trinity's down a little bit this year, and Westfield's down from what I've seen in scores. You don't ever take anybody for granted, but I think right now, three-way race, and the way I look at it, of those three, we got both of them teams at our house. So right now, makes it a little bit better. We got Pinewood at home and Bullock at home this year on this flip of the schedule. So that's a big bonus for us to be playing at home against those two teams. Got to travel to Trinity, and we'll have to travel to Westfield. But from what I've seen in the scores, that they seem to be struggling a little bit. I don't know if that's the injuries or what, but I think the region will be pretty competitive. It is with the rivalries, and it'll be, you know, for us, those two travel games, you know, just staying focused and the travel and being, you know, hopefully healthy going into them as we can play will be the things for us going into those two games.
It'll be here before we know it. You know, these weeks just fly by, and I think I'm going to get there Friday about 3:30 this time.
Come on, get your spot.
I want to absorb as much of this as we possibly can. Well, folks, we're going to wrap it up tonight here at Nat's Landing. I want to thank each and every one of you. We've got a great turnout of the football team here tonight. We've got plenty of the other athletes that are here from other sports. Good turnout of parents and grandparents. It's always good to see all you guys, and we really thank you for coming out each week. And Coach, I want to thank you. You really give a nice perspective of this this whole season.
Well, you're welcome.
So we're going to sign off tonight and say thank you. This is the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show from Nat's Landing.